Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. From MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey, our guest on this Friday. Man, how good was this guy? I'm so glad Eric started talking about him early in the week. We had our eyes set on Paul Skeens, and he did not disappoint, I guess, if you were there to see good pitching, Adam.
Yeah, number one overall pick in the big leagues less than a year later, an all-star less than a year later. Really, really dominant. And, like, I don't know. I kind of thought we'd see a bunch of 100s. We saw one pitch north of 100 only. I'm using air quotes. But, I mean, geez, even 98, 99, he's really nasty. And he looks like he is going to be a problem.
How does that happen? How does one guy, particularly as young as he is, come out and just be so much better than almost everybody? How does that happen?
Genes. I mean,
he's a super freak.
See him. I mean, he is a big boy, and it doesn't surprise you that he can throw really hard for a really long time. You know, there was that cool, I know you guys are talking about it, that Euchre meeting. He's also really likable, it seems, which is maybe another problem for Brewers.
Oh, that's a shame, right? I really want to not like this guy.
You want to hate the guy, and it's hard because he comes to Milwaukee, and the first thing he asked for is to meet Bob Euchre, which is really cool for a young player. And, I mean, next to Euchre, you guys saw those pictures. I mean, this guy's gigantic. Next to Yelich, so it's genes, and it's training, and it's, you know, look, you even though you're a Brewers fan and you want to beat this guy, you also root for health because it's really cool for baseball to have a guy like that. I mean, he's doing stuff that already is bringing up the name Nolan Ryan, you know, to have two hitless outings of at least six innings with 11 strikeouts. He is the first guy to do that multiple times in a season since literal Nolan Ryan. which is it's great for the sport.
So we have the All-Star break, Adam, coming up next week, and then they're back at it. And the storyline quickly will become the trade deadline, right? It will become, okay, who are they sending out or who are they going to try to get? Is there a small list right now? Are there names starting to pop up of who Matt Arnold might be looking at?
Well, not a small list. It's got the nature of today's trade deadline, and meaning like today's baseball, is you need to have a long list because the teams that are sellers, that list is very, very short. So the teams that have pitching to sell that are willing to deal, they have all the cards, and they all want to wait until the very, very end to maximize the return for these few assets that are available. And it creates a situation where a pitcher like, say, the name Cal Quantrill, who the Brewers saw pitch for the Rockies, he's a guy who's on the block, so to speak. He's going to fetch some huge price, even though he's had up and down season, which maybe a pitcher from the Rockies you'd expect. But these guys are going to get a lot. So when a team like the Rays says we're going to jump into the market early and make some deals, like they traded Aaron Civale to the Brewers, they traded a reliever Phil Maton, they already made a deal. That becomes an opportunity, and I think credit to Matt Arnold for jumping in and getting a guy like Aaron Civale. He struggled in Tampa, but he's a year removed from being traded for one of the top 40 prospects in the entire sport. That's how he came to Tampa at last year's deadline. So I think the Brewers feel really good about adding that arm already, and I think they will continue to look for starting pitching. But it's got to be a long list because you don't know who's going to become available, and you know that it is going to come down to the wire, and you need to be prepared to make any number of deals at the last minute when the sellers finally are willing to sell.
All right, as we go to break and the All-Star break, home run derby, yay or nay?
Me liking it or not? I love it.
Yay! Well, yes.
Well, what enjoy. Do you mean? Who would say nay to the home run derby?
Old curmudgeon-y people, Adam.
I know a few of those.
Stop it. You don't like the home run derby? Yeah.
You know what makes the old home run derby great is when you have kids that are baseball nuts. Like, I got two boys that love baseball, so seeing them get all fired up about it makes it fun to watch.
Well, enjoy
that. In Seattle, I was out there, and Adley Rutschman was peppering us in the auxiliary press box with home run balls. So maybe that was
why cool.
I think it's fun. I was diving for my life.
Talk to you after the break. Thanks, Adam.
Bye, guys.
751, Mark Tauscher next on Wisconsin's Morning News.